The Portuguese word Açor means hawk. That's the name these islands were given by early Portuguese navigators who found a species of hawk called goshawk there when they settled the islands in the mid-15th century. And there's one in the right-hand side of this case.
Sailing under Prince Henry the Navigator, the Portuguese discovered a sea route around the Horn of Africa, then called the Cape of Storms, and used the monsoon winds to sail east through the Indian Ocean to India.
The sea route was important because it allowed them to avoid the traditional Silk Road, where caravans were subject to taxes and thieves.
The map at the back of the case, a copy of one drawn in 1596, describes in detail how important the Azores were to the Portuguese merchant voyages.
The open volume in the middle of the case is the Drafts of Shipwrightry, which details techniques, materials, and designs used by Portuguese shipbuilders. It was given to the museum by the President of the Republic of Portugal.
During the Age of Exploration, the culture of the Azores was also influenced by Flemish, Moors, and Jewish people, in addition to Portuguese. For example, the black cloak in the case, called a capote, is actually Flemish in origin. It was worn by wealthy women and varies in style from island to island. Notice the fine straw lace and crivo embroidery, the handiwork prized in Europe and the New World.
And look at the sperm whale teeth in the case. Sperm whales evolved millions of years ago at about the same time these islands rose from the ocean floor. These sperm whales were plentiful near the Azores, where they were hunted from the mid-18th century right up until the 1980s.
Now press pause and move to the large map to the left of this case.